Steve, is this thing on?
Oh, hello there. Yes, Jeffrey, it is on. And welcome to this week's Uncensored Radio Live. How you doing, kids?
What was that?
I know, I just felt being...
That was like being lured into a van.
Oh, whatever.
Do you want some candy? Do you want some candy?
A fancy van. It was a fancy van.
Trina stuck in that van.
Yeah. The lovely... Wait, sorry, Jeff, who will be joining us?
Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That should be here momentarily, kids. So if you're just tuning in...
And recently featured on TMZ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
TMZ.
Oh, look. Yeah, it gets really obnoxious, though, like when we're at a bar and they're like, oh, what's your name? And I'm like, ah, this is Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. And they just look at me like, this dude's nuts.
And recently featured on TMZ.
And I never like Karen. I was never like, this is Karen Ashley from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That just, you know, it doesn't naturally trip
it off. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Jeff just sat at the end of the bar going, she's the yellow one.
Yeah.
She's not the dead one, the one who replaced her.
Anyway, on that fine note, Jeffrey Emmett, how are you this fine week, my dear?
Listen, it's been like 70-something degrees. I'm looking at myself and it's tripping me out. I don't know why. It's been nice. It's been great. The kids have, you know, it feels like a full moon, but you know. Teach their own. They're very excited. We did get Paramount Plus so they could see the new SpongeBob movie, which they didn't get to watch because they didn't behave.
We have to talk about Paramount Plus next week, I think.
Yes.
I have some feelings. Now, I don't know with the time zones and all that kind of stuff, but Facebook is telling me that it's somebody's birthday.
It will be shortly.
Oh, well, it's your Australian birthday, so it's happy birthday from Australia,
happy
Vera.
Happy Aussie birthday, mate.
Thank you.
Happy Thank American you. Birthday Eve.
Well, it'll be 3 hours.
It's very exciting because I got two birthdays.
It's the big 6-0.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No way. I know.
Is that
Are you going to do anything special?
I wish we're all in lockdown still.
That's true.
COVID, otherwise we would have been partying. We would have been over there, Steve.
I know. I would have rented a house in the Outer Banks and we could all met there.
Oh, girl. But you're ready for 60, Vera?
I wasn't ready for 50. I don't know. In my mind, I'm still only 37.
Oh, you're loving it. Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay. And,
Nice hat.
Oh, well, she's got a hat and she has come to play. How are you, Miss Katrina A. Johnson of Nickelodeon's All That?
And recently featured on TMZ.
I'm really good. I had an adventure today. I went plastic surgeon shopping.
Oh,
you heard it here
first, kids.
And I found one.
Ooh, what girl?
So,
for plastic surgery or to marry?
What did you get?
I'm just going to start with the surgery and we'll try and get to the marriage later. I want to get my, like, this removed. See it? That?
I can't. Believe you just did that. I can't. I'm gonna fucking die.
What do they call that on Cap and Kim, Steve?
It's your waddle. It's your chooky neck, waddle. Kim.
Chooky neck.
Chooky neck. Vacuum. Whatever the heck that is. I need it. I got my Ryan Reynolds chin and I need it out of here. So, what they can do is, I guess they got all these newfangled things. They're gonna get rid of the little fat right here and then get rid of this right here and it's gonna. No necklines. It's gonna be
tight as a drum.
Don't do the injection. One of the docs at works did the injection. It didn't last.
Oh, Kybella tried it.
Katrina's been all over.
I don't care. I've got all that. What's the shit that you can put on and it'll work temporarily?
Fat. Oh, the Flexiderm.
I don't know. It's from
A silicone product that you put on your face and it just tightens it up for 8 hours.
Yeah. I've got two jars of that and I'm waiting. I'm not wasting it using it for the show. But
oh,
like,
we're not good enough for his jar of tight.
Why use it when you might be seen by millions? Use it when you're going to the Walmart.
Okay. Listen, you know my biggest worry is becoming like Jason Priestley and Freddie Prinze Jr. from Punky Brewster with the forehead wrinkles, and I realize they're getting bigger and bigger, and now I'm shitting bricks. So something's got to be done.
What's his excuse? Like, he's got so much money. Is he just giving?
Well, speaking,
well, he hasn't done anything in like 100 years besides
Botox. There's someone we haven't spoken to this week. Hey, girl.
I'm looking at one of those pouty.
I haven't had Botox since 2020. Like early 2020. I only had it the once and it got rid of my 11 straight away. And like the lady wanted to do fillers and I just haven't been back because I don't know. I'm just not. I'm lazy. No, I'm not lazy. I'm old.
And you're not that girl.
I'm pretty sure I sexually harassed my doctor.
Oh, God.
What happened?
But he was laughing. I think he liked it. Like,
what happened? Oh, yeah, bitch, you're going under the knife for this.
Well, I mean, I was just honest. Like, he's like, you're gonna go home in like a full neck wrap and a head thing, and I was like, it's fine. This is basically my opening to be on The Real Housewives. I go, you're step one. Hello, stepping stool. I go, and just so you know, I'm feeling quite accomplished already. He's like, why? And I go, because it's early in the day, and I already had a stranger's fingers in my mouth. And he's a doctor. Hello, Mama would be so proud.
How's the rich husband?
Like this to feel the fat here, and he's all in there. I was like, make yourself comfortable, big boy.
How's the husband?
Make yourself
rich
comfortable
husband?
In my mouth.
I mean, I think he's single, so you're saying there's a chance. I'll be
the best.
All right.
You look great, Kev.
Giggity, giggity. I think that should be your new catchphrase.
Gonna get better. Giggity, giggity. I'm just gonna go around.
If Kat does get done for sexual harassment, she might be on next week's
hot load of hot topics.
Could work because there's some nursing. To give me and she's like, oh, he said you were really funny. I'm like, well, let me tell you something. And I told her that I want to be on Real Housewives. This is step one. And then I told her about the mouth and hands. I was like, but he liked it. Not as much as I liked it. And then I go, also, he wrote on the paper. You know, they have the chair. You sit down on the chair as a patient. And they roll paper out on there. He drew me this picture of myself. And he said I had something here. I was like, oh, like an Adam's apple? Like I could play a drag queen? He's like, no. But then I'm telling her, he gave me this customized artwork. Like, I feel rich right now.
Going to the doctor and getting artwork?
The paper.
Well, I've got a feeling we might never see Denise Richards again, but we're gonna have a good news week to start with, guys. Lady Gaga's dogs came back. Yay! I know we don't really care,
is
but
the guy alive? Is the dog walker alive?
Yeah, I know. More importantly, the dog walker is fine, and she's gonna be paying his medical bills. So you should. I took three bullets for your fucking animals. He got shot.
Yeah.
I didn't believe that story. I didn't believe it.
Yeah, and you're neck of the woods, man.
Yeah.
He got well shot,
but no, she's paying his bills. The dogs have been returned. All is good in the world of Lady Gaga, except for promoting your album. But whatevs. Six of one.
Yeah, could you imagine? Like, and that was the big, like, all of it was about the damn dogs. I'm like, what about the son of a bitch that was shot? Like, bitch, I want $1 million, maybe more. I don't know how serious it is.
We don't know that he's not getting all that. We don't know that he's not getting all that.
Well, I'm just saying, she needs to step on up to the plate. She's got the dog.
Well, she's not in the country.
Wasn't she offering, like, $500,000 reward for those dogs?
Yeah, so he needs
to give it to the dude who lived. give him a couple million. Pay his medical bills and give him the rest and be like, I found myself, bitch. Welcome, I'm alive.
The Star is Born did well. She can afford it.
She's off the deep end. Watch as she dives in. Anyway, so other good news. Other good news, because we slightly discussed it before, but we've got the first shot of Dexter looking all kind of lumberjack daddy for his return. Dexter season 9, baby. Dexter season 9.
Here's you'd go on a boat ride with him, wouldn't you, Cat Kitty? It'd be beautiful.
I bet, though, he's got a small dick. I just have this feeling. He does not seem like a guy, Katrina. Come on, you got to back me up on this. Well, you can't tell me. You look.
I actually lost all interest now that I saw he had a red beard.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Stranger. Yeah,
it didn't put anyone off for the fact that he's a serial killer. Are we talking about Dexter or the actor?
Are
right
you
now?
Just anti-ginger?
Yeah, I'm anti-ginger.
Okay. Red pubes do scare me.
Yeah,
scare you.
No fire crotch here.
So what, like, Kitty, so what do you think of Prince Harry?
I actually think I can make an exception for him because there he's a lot go, of fun. When he and he crown. Okay, first of all, you get crowned. Second of all, he likes to party with strippers and blow in Vegas, and he has a decent sized winky. The tapes were, I saw the photos. He gets down. He's a naughty royal. He's like one of the royals on that show, The Royals, the one with Elizabeth Hurley. So he can sit with us. He's on Sunday
so we should,
every day. And
we should talk about it. We should talk about it now because it's all the world is going to be talking about in 2 days' time. The Oprah interview is dropping with Harry and Meghan. Now, it's starting to get nastier. Palace is accusing Meghan of bullying and harassment of household staff. There's going to be a thorough investigation. Apparently, two have left and one needed time off from their job. Meghan has fired back in the Oprah promo. She hasn't been seen until now, but she has her statement in the trailer says, I don't know how they could expect after all of this time we would just be silent if there's an active role that the firm, meaning the royal family, is playing and perpetrating falsehoods about us. Ooh, okay.
I was of the camp that, like, you know, just leave them alone. Like, they don't want to be in it all and rah, rah. And, you know, people are really harsh on Meghan, which we all expected, and all the women's magazines are grueling her. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, she can't maintain a healthy relationship with her own family, and now she's sort of doing that again with Harry's family. Like, maybe she is a problem.
Well, I'm not going to condemn her for her family. She loves her mother and her mother loves her. But for her someone who wanted to be out of the limelight, you don't take an interview with Oprah.
Exactly. It's all hypocrisy too.
And a long interview. It's not like a short little right. thing. It's a big old thing.
Right.
But the thing is, and her problem is, and what she's saying is that she felt unprotected by the royal family, by the firm, by their, you know.
Does she not know who her fucking mother-in-law is?
I was just
This is my point. This is my point, okay? Diana was very much the same. The problem with Meghan, and I'm going to call it out now, is that she's Black, and that she is a woman, an independent woman who has her own ideas. They can't deal with it. She couldn't deal with not being able to comment on things. So that's the royal family's protocol, is they do not engage in gossip and blah 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 blah. So it's a simple no comment. It's a simple no comment. And she, being herself, wants to fire back and, you know, have her side of the story recognized. I think the main idea is that she won't play the game that they want her to play. So now that she's speaking up, they're going to get stuff just like what happens, you know, what, 20-something years ago with Diana, and look how that ended.
I know that The Crown was fictionalized, but there was a scene in The Crown where Diana's talking about how unhappy she was, and whoever she was talking to says, look around, we're all unhappy. I have a feeling that being the princess or being in the firm isn't that much fun. And, you know, if you look into wear a crown and be a princess, maybe that's not the place to be.
Oh, it might be. Also, I'm thinking I would get free plastic surgery.
Probably. So the queen never did.
Well, you wouldn't be paying for it, so.
Well, Jeff, they all have health care over there in Britain.
Right.
Go, Jeff. Come on, Jeffrey.
I think, like, okay, so we just talked about Britney Spears and how everybody was unfair to her. And now everybody's ganging up on Meghan. Like, so how is that any different?
It's not. But I think the issue with Meghan,
she signed up for this. She knew what she was getting into, or she should have. Lots of people said they warned her and tried to tell her what was coming down the pipes. But I mean, they have a right to live their life. Like, they walked away from a fucking crown. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
But they didn't, Jeff. They didn't.
She's never.
They didn't walk away from a crown. They walked away from a title. Harry is never going, unless there is some massive, massive tragedy within the royal family. Harry's like eighth in line.
Because that never happens.
But you surely.
No,
you can understand his point of view about wanting to, he was seeing, and this is what he said in the promos, he was seeing history repeating itself with the attitude of the press over there towards his wife and his child. Now, if he's not in line for the throne, why is he obligated to play that game that killed his mother?
True.
Because that's the job. That's what you were born into.
And did Meghan ever, like, actually leave the palace? Like, did they ever drive her in there? I'd have been real scared. I'd be like, no, it's cool. I'm never driving.
Well, they're not allowed to drive. They're not allowed to drive by themselves. They're not allowed to drive by themselves off the grounds. Unless you're Prince
Philip. Diana used to drive herself all the time.
Yeah, but now.
They probably changed it after that.
And where is she now? Hello.
Dad.
But yeah, I just
I'm not ganging up on Meghan. I really do like Meghan. I think she's beautiful. I do think she's smart. I love some of the political stints she took before she ever married the prince. But I do think, you know, if you want to be out of the limelight, if you feel like you're being mistreated by the press, you don't go on Oprah.
Go to Canada. You go to Canada and nobody will care.
Amounts to what some of the stuff they're saying amounts to slander. Like, right. you can't also, in these modern days, you can't accuse people of bullying or harassment.
Well, one of the reports without,
do we
hissed.
Well, do we really believe that she is out of the acting industry now? Or do we believe that she gave it up for the crown, said, screw the crown, I'm going on Oprah, I'm going to be rolling, I'm going to start entertaining again. Somebody got to pay the bills.
Yeah,
I don't think it's an acting move. I think it might just be a
defend yourself. Let's move.
Yeah, like a character defense thing of them. She was quite. They've been quite forthcoming in saying that they want a brand. They want to be a brand. So,
but then you don't want to be out of media scrutiny. Like, you can't.
But
have
she
it
didn't.
Both
no,
ways.
It's. The reason that they left wasn't to be out of media scrutiny. It was to be out of the British media scrutiny, which is completely different.
Which is the crazy kind.
But they're still complaining. Look, I mean, I get it. I feel bad for them. I don't think it's fair. I think we're all kind of ridiculous. I mean, but this is like our culture, right? This is what we do to celebrities. We rip them apart. We put them on a pedestal, rip them apart.
Hey,
and
Brittany.
Bury them. And then
it's also kind of what we do here in this group.
Yeah. Well,
but she, the thing is, the whole thing is she's refusing to be buried and they don't like it.
Right.
And I think
she won't play the game.
Like, I love Diana. She was amazing. I love when she wore the revenge dress. Like, it's all fabulous. But if you watch those long.
She was my goddess.
You could see, like, that one that came out.
Silk and Crocs.
she was unraveling. Like, she was, you know, she was young when they got together. Like, she, you know, kind of had the Britney thing, like the multiple, or not multiple personalities, but there was probably, I'm sure,
lots of depression, a personality PTSD.
Disorder going on with Princess Diana. Because if you watched long enough interviews with her, you could see she kind of just went off the rails a little bit. So I'm sure, you know, and we're all fucked up, though. Yeah, all of us.
I think that Megan is a strong-willed woman who doesn't want that to happen. Do you know what I mean? She's like,
uh-uh. So concerned crazy about her. They've got Kate perfect.
And Kate plays the game. Kate plays the game. Kate's like yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, three bags full.
Crazy is a button. We all have it. You just got to figure out what turns it on and off. You know, I think every single one of us could be crazy in any given moment.
Yeah, look, and we've all got to make money, which will bring us to this lady. So have we heard about our OnlyFans mom? Who's making 150K a month?
Making bank.
Having an OnlyFans channel. Her children have been asked to be removed. I don't think that they have been.
They were asked.
They were removed from their school because of her profession. I'm sorry, what?
So apparently it was a private school, like a Catholic school, I think, and they but were like, is, it doesn't align with their values.
But is there a contract?
Oh, really? Like the school? Priests don't align with their values and pray the boys?
They align with altar boys.
And it turns out the mom, so the mom was just doing like sex videos and the only other person that ever was in her videos or was recording them was just her husband. So they never even broke their sanctity,
also,
really.
Blame Stanley, suck it. Sorry.
But you know what, girl? If I was on $150,000 US a month, I'd be like, yeah, kids going to another school.
Listen.
Buy a whole staff and put them at your house. Who cares?
We're going to start our own school, kids.
I got a quick question, Jeffrey. If Auburn City Schools are going back to full-time in-person schooling in the next couple of weeks, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'll be home. I mean, that's what I said I would do all along, right? Like, the only reason why I got to do this was because they were remote learning. And then COVID kind of went nuts. But they are, like, we did get an email saying, like, they haven't pooled everybody yet to see if they're willing to send their kids back. I mean, they had, you know, almost half of the district chose to do remote learning. They had to start a separate...
approaching you very gently?
People are not going to be willing to send their kids back. Yeah, it's not, they're not going to want to, they're going to be fucked. They're going to have to keep the online remote learning. And they haven't said that they weren't going to either.
Cases are way down in this county.
True, but yeah, they can't blow up again with all the variants going on either.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll come back, but that doesn't mean, I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm willing to put them back in school because I haven't been able to get a vaccine.
Well, gently is the way it goes. Unless
you
live
here,
because
they're giving them out like water.
Texas. One word. Texas has thrown away all COVID precautions. It don't exist in Texas, apparently. So everything's going to be fine.
But everyone is allowed, every restaurant is allowed to do their own thing, right? Like a lot of restaurants. People that own that I know of in Texas are still observing all of the protocols. They're still requiring masks, social distancing. They're still observing the rules, basically.
Right.
Yeah, but now you're going to get 117 YouTube videos of people going, oh, you can't tell me I could do that. It's not the law. It's not a band-aid. It's not a precaution. It's like, oh.
Well, did you see?
That's true.
The post from What's His Fuck where he was like, oh, help, we need help. Thank you, Biden, because of the winter. And now he's like, we don't need you.
Uh-huh.
I hate to come off like an asshole, but I'm about to.
Let us have it.
What the fuck? You know, this is Darwin. If they want to stop wearing masks and just start running around, they're all going to be dead soon. Let them. I can't work up a tear if you're going to be stupid.
Well, I've said that from the beginning. Like, hey, like, it's kind of survival of the fittest, right? Like, I get it sad, but this is going to happen. Like, so either you make smart choices, stay hidden, and pray to God you don't get it, or go about your daily lives and deal with the consequences.
Willing,
I feel bad because they're going to kill somebody's grandma.
Well,
uh-huh.
That part, yeah.
Totally.
Stay away from
speaking of willing ignorance, Vera, you're going to love this one, ice soda. Where is it? Okay, here we go.
Can you FBI. Please do the rhyme first? Can he just do it, please, first?
Go, five, five, six, seven, eight.
How funky is your chicken? How funky,
is your chicken?
How loose is your goose? Our goose,
is totally loose.
So come on, all you hot fans.
So come on, all you hot fans. And shake your caboose.
Shake your caboose. And then did you get the part like where I put keep it coming?
It doesn't work with the delay, like, guys. But anyway.
Keep it coming. Yes, you can't.
We're copyright. Copyright.
Yeah, that one's copyright.
Copyright.
Who is FBI?
You never know. The FBI is busy tracking down peaceful Trump supporters, but still hasn't found the person who planted two pipe bombs the night before the rally. It's been 55 days. To which Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire, stated, they should look into the working crew that was on the ground January 5th. The Biden-Harris team ordered the removal of their inauguration bleachers that day. Just a thought and a clue.
Fucking hell, Christy. I love you, girl.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, Lordy.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong.
Stupid.
I just need to clear this up. I need to clear this up in my brain, okay?
Yes.
So she's saying that after the inauguration, the Biden-Harris crew was on the ground, right? Cleaning
Kamala's,
up the bleachers.
Kamala's
yeah?
Patent pipe bombs.
Didn't this happen? But wait.
Actually, the January 5th the was Capitol before in- the inauguration. The
yeah,
inauguration
yeah, yeah.
was January 20th. So
yeah, but when was,
information
when was the
is
insurrection?
Wrong.
Yeah, when was the insurrection? What date was
January
that?
January 6th was yeah. the date of the insurrection. The inauguration didn't happen until January 20th.
Exactly.
Christy Swanson.
Does she mean February 5th?
I don't know.
No, nothing happened on February 5th. And nothing happened today, March 4th, the other day that was supposed to be the new day.
The dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Maybe she's like a mannequin in real life.
I don't know.
You know, because she's in that horrible.
She can't read a calendar.
That really mm-hmm. confused me. I don't get the logic, but you know, is she still blonde? Maybe
I really don't think there's logic there. Well, I think if you're
you don't come for us blondes, bitch.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about her being blonde. I said
there's at least one smart one on the show.
What, between the two of you?
Right. Yeah.
Oh bitch, she's firing shots at us, Katrina.
I was talking about you, Luke.
Shots at us, this bitch.
I'm pushing the buttons, baby.
You're
now, speaking of Buffy, we saw a bit more than we ever kind of knew we needed to of David Boreanaz.
Delicious.
Have you seen the video, Kitty?
He looks a little ginger.
I saw it.
Oh, she good girl.
We're not telling you how she saw it. But David.
Yeah.
Now let's theorize, discuss, you know, scandalize about this. Because we have off air. Who do you think that video is meant for?
What wasn't his wife?
Oh, that video was definitely meant for some little tart that he's sexting. Also, if it were an older person, they would not know how to videotape the phone call. It was a young person because,
and it came off a little bit gay.
It did come off a little bit gay.
Oh, you're thinking it was a guy?
The part when he said, "I want you to come." Was very it just when I heard it, it's kind of
hold up.
Vera, have you had a guy look at you and say, "I want you to come"?
Nope.
Right? I think that's kind of weird.
Now,
well, maybe if they were a squirter. I don't know.
Oh, God.
God. That's what I said. I'm 60. Can't we have a little dignity today?
No, we cannot. Are you new, Vera? No, we cannot have dignity.
Vera, maybe that's the problem. Maybe for your 60th, you should try squirting.
Blow out those candles in a different way.
Oh, sure, I got something for you. I've got your birthday present. I'm going to put it on.
A gourd for all seasons. It's gorgeous.
I'll be your gourd
be for all never. Seasons.
Oh,
I didn't hear you, Kit.
I said you should Purell that thing first.
Yeah.
Okay. Every healthy homo and female over the age of 25 should have a large gourd in the kitchen.
Just in case.
I don't even know what.
I didn't say I didn't have my own little sources, but.
Listen, Vera, I told you before.
It is.
Those French cucumbers aren't thick enough.
Oh,
I prefer some silicone.
And you don't want to go to the hospital with one of those wedged. So just moving on to something else that we all should have choice on. There's been some stats that were thrown around on our page. Black Americans are 3.6 times more likely to be arrested for cannabis-related crimes than white Americans. Is this
stupid.
Still a thing?
In America,
yeah,
it's still a thing.
Here? I thought it was legal everywhere.
Not legal in New York yet.
I mean, it's weed. We're in the middle of a global fucking pandemic.
Well,
it's
you know
weed.
What?
Can you?
What about Chappelle Corby?
Not legally.
Americans have no idea who she is. She did 20 years because of weed in a Bali prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Also smuggling weed, though. Smuggling large quantities of weed.
Oh, leave her. We don't know.
No. Let's not make her an angel. She smuggled weed into a country
she's
that
a
is
Bali's
like,
angel.
She smuggled weed into a country where it was knowingly illegal. Whoever's weed that is up for speculation because we all know it was her dad's and she took the fall for him. But it was illegal. She went in there with it. She deserved everything she got. You can't go to another country, knowingly break their laws and go, oh, help me.
Yes, you can.
No, I hate Renee Zellweger.
I love her.
There are black men in prison in this state, right here in this very city, who were sent to prison under Giuliani's stop and frisk laws, which just meant if the police suspected you might have something, they could stop and frisk you.
Yeah, gay guys aren't
going to
complain.
So freaking stupid. But,
I don't get it.
They weren't frisking the Wall Street guys, and we all know that they're sporting coke. Yeah, they got pockets full of blow, and they're not getting frisked. Black kid was on the wrong street corner and looked at a cop sideways is doing time at Auburn.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Absolutely insane.
Ridiculous. all right. Anyway, I was just, yeah, that. I don't know. I don't get that. Like, anyway.
It's called
systemic racism. It's called systemic racism. Anyway, let's
let's quickly say though, Steve, like if you're caught with weed here in Australia and it's like a small amount or whatever, it's like a ticket, isn't it?
Yeah. The cops go, all right, light it up.
It's like a nothing. It's like, oh, you parked in the wrong spot. You had a bit of weed on you.
Do you have medical marijuana over there? Are you allowed to get that?
We're just starting to get it.
Is it Canberra?
We're starting to get it everywhere, I believe.
I think Olivia Newton-John led that charge.
Yeah.
Our little Libby.
She had to let go of the face work to do it, though.
She's getting cancelled, too.
She is. Why?
Daughter should get cancelled.
Greece is getting cancelled. They said it's rape.
Oh, sexist. It's sexist.
Sexist, what? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a second.
In
we're
the 50s, talk about you didn't need a man. Sorry, guys.
We're going to talk about racism, sexism, and all that good stuff because, bitch, Janet Jackson is doing a two-part, four-hour tell-all documentary airing next year on Netflix. I feel like this is going to be juicy AF. Woo! Juicy, juicy, juiciness. Wow.
So
they're saying nothing. They've been filming it for three. Yeah, they've been filming it for 3 years, so it's not all new.
Oh.
They've been filming it for the last 3 years. It's going to talk about her dad, Michael, everything, the ex-husbands.
Yeah, wasn't that like when her kid was born 3 years ago?
Yeah. So it's going to talk about all that good stuff. So Janet is coming out to play.
She's... Can we just really, like, for once and for all, did she get canceled, do you really believe, because of the tit on the Super Bowl or just because the next album sucked?
No, she got canceled because
they
of...
They say because of the tit, but Justin Timberlake...
Because America couldn't handle a big black titty, but they're more than happy to watch it in porn.
Here's the thing, though. It wasn't like... And they're more... Everybody that I was with that night, nobody even noticed it happen. I was the only one that caught it. I'm like, yo, there was a nipple or the pasty or whatever. But again, like the next album, it sucked. It wasn't good.
The next album wasn't good. And no. Nobody gave a shit that Justin Timberlake was the perpetrator. She was the victim. She was a victim.
But was it a stunt? Has it ever been ruled out that that was set up?
It was 100% a stunt. And he's fine. No. He cares about him. He ruined.
But this is...
He tried to ruin Janet, and nobody cares. He's on top of his game, starring on SNL.
Well,
that movie just dropped on Apple TV, where he like plays this asshole, and like a kid. He gets stuck with like a kid that's like he's a transgender kid, kind of. That just dropped, and nobody said a fucking word. They didn't boycott that movie.
That's because everyone's on the Justin Timberlake is America's because golden Justin child train.
Justin is cancel proof and it's bullshit.
Janet,
he's not a good guy, but he's very sweet.
Was going
in
down.
Person, he's very nice, but
behind the scenes, he'll step on your neck to get a song out on the radio.
To me, very polite, very sweet, but like actually, he was a dirty, dirty cheater. So you guys saw the Britney show. There was my friend who was her dancer, her coordinator, her tour planner, her choreographer. He was in it, Kevin Tantrum. And he's like, obviously Justin was cheating on her 24/7 all the time, everywhere. Everybody knew it, but he controlled the media. He controlled what everybody saw, and he made that video, and she was the slut, she was the bad girl, and he was Prince Charming. He's scandal proof.
So what you're saying, Kitty, is if Taylor Swift had dated him, she would have a hit song about him.
She'd have a hit
song. Oh, no, see, that's a bit... No. See, I don't think that
Taylor
that's
has all her own money. She wouldn't have needed him to write a hit song.
I don't think that's
I'm
comparable,
saying,
Taylor.
No, to write about. She would write it about him, about how he dicked her.
Yeah,
over.
But she writes her own music, too.
She still might. Yeah,
I'm gonna leave that one.
Nobody was mad about that music video when it came out. Everybody was like, "Yeah, oh, it's so crazy!"
Oh, because like, we all want the tea because it was fucking juicy.
Living for it,
but it wasn't cool that everybody took his side and she was a slut. But that's not true. He's always been a slut. He's a slut.
It's just amazing. Why is there sides?
And he's still a slut. He's still cheating on Jessica all the damn time. She knew he was a slut, and she married him anyway.
Because out of nowhere,
all of my friends.
Out of nowhere. So he gets accused of cheating, and out of nowhere, he's suddenly singing for the president, and he has this feel-good family values movie come out. That's just like, wow, try harder. Like,
how long were those allegations that just came out that he was cheating on Jessica?
Years.
No, there was just some recently.
That's what I'm saying. This being
Britney. He
was with Britney.
No, he's with Jessica
Alba.
Jessica,
the new wife.
No, not Alba. Jessica, the chick from...
No, Jessica Biel, sorry.
North Army.
Biel, the Texas Chainsaw Stars.
The one that can act.
Sorry,
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba alone. She
sorry, she makes a nice face cream. Leave her alone. But anyway, this is crossing in.
This is leave her be.
Yes, this is making. This is crossing into our section that I like to call. So we segued ourselves like nobody's business. My question for you guys today, and it comes from a bit of discussion that's been on the page. Are we getting too woke? Should we judge historical documents with modern attitudes? Now, this is coming from the whole hullabaloo around the cancellation of Dr. Seuss books that are being removed from print. It is only a small handful of them that actually, you know, enforce.
Do you want to just throw up Kavira's vent because you're touching on another
racial
culture?
I'm not. Yeah, look, age, racial profiles, and stuff like that. But I'm talking more about we've had, you know, Gone with the Wind pulled because of its content. We've had.
Well, was it pulled or it was flagged? Wasn't it? Didn't they leave it up?
No, it's not available at the moment. You can't even buy it physically because I work in a city shop.
HBO.
Okay, so I'll start because I've got opinions and they're probably not going to go down well. But I think it's all bullshit. I think that people are just so willing to be offended over everything. I mean, the Muppets now is flagged as adult content because there's prejudiced stuff in the Muppets from the original series. Like, they're fucking Muppets. They're not even meant to be people. They're pigs and frogs and shit. Like, people really need to get a grip. And they're not even meant to be real pigs and frogs. They're fucking pieces of felt. Get your shit together. Like,
I'm sorry,
being so offended and looking for problems and everything, and just leave it for what it is. It was an innocent kids show for its time. If you need to have conversations with your kids like, oh, Miss Piggy is, you know, a pig and blah, 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 and you've got to explain everything and there might be something from historically that's involved in whatever storyline they had on the Muppets and it's triggering you and your children, then you fucking need help. I'm sorry. And same with Dr. Seuss. They're old books. Everyone grew up with them. It never was a problem until today's woke society.
They're frogs and pigs and shit. Get a life!
But was the Muppet Show ever really solely a kids' show? I thought it was meant to be.
No, never.
It was tongue-in-cheek. It was like most movies and that are directed at kids. There's adult content there that most children don't register. But now we're all expected, like our children are expected.
If you want to think up. But the rated G version of the Muppets, you had to watch Sesame Street.
Yeah, right. And if you don't want them to watch it,
it was never
don't
G-rated.
Let them watch it. Do some parenting. Get off your ass and go. Hey, but go outside. Don't watch TV, little shit.
With the Dr. Seuss books, if you look at like the Chinese caricature or Asian
the yellow
caricature,
guy.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought, okay, well, maybe is it just the pictures? Like, why don't we re-illustrate, right? But at the same time, I'm not Asian. I don't know how I'd feel if they had drawn fucked up photos of a bunch of gay dudes in there.
I wouldn't care. Honestly, I wouldn't.
I don't know that I would care about either, but
because
I'm,
is the intention to offend people or is the intention just like, it's just like, it could be offensive. Like, that's the thing. What's the intent behind it?
People were hauled away at like Pearl Harbor. You know what I mean? Like, we had concentration camps.
All right. So, on top of that, right? I get. But this is just what I'm saying is, how can you judge a movie or a book or a da 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 written 80 years ago? When things were completely different.
I totally agree with you, Stephen.
Modern standard.
I totally agree. You have to take it in the time frame.
It's a
great literature that was written during the slave era that should be examined as part of the zeitgeist of that time. I totally agree with you. In terms of the Dr. Seuss, you are not talking about the entire Dr. Seuss catalog. You are talking about 6 books. Out of hundreds, there's nobody canceling the Cat in the Hat. There's nobody canceling one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Has anybody ever heard of Mick Elligott's plot pool or whatever the hell that name is? Has anybody ever heard of On Zebra Day or whatever that book is? These are books that were not making money. They were totally irrelevant. They'd already gone out of the public zeitgeist. Now they're selling on eBay for $500 each.
So is it the Dr. Seuss conspiracy and they came up with this shit themselves to make these stupid books relevant?
Well, you never know.
Good their choice. It was their choice to do this. It was his family that were like, okay, we need to get rid of them. Not so everybody's blaming. I saw people blaming Biden or they're comparing it to WAP. Can we just go there for a minute? Like they're like, oh, yeah, what? They're like, okay, so that can be a song and that won whatever award it won, but people are pissed off about Dr. Seuss. And it's the thing that really drove me nuts was it was mostly gay guys I saw sharing this one. And I'm losing it. I'm like, bitch, I know I saw you in the club.
Dude, I can't tell you how many conservatives shared it saying, this book's taught me how to read. Well, they obviously didn't tell you how to read that well, because if you read two lines in, you'd realize it was only six books, not all Dr. Seuss.
Right. Well, that's what people do all the time. Look at when we first rebooted the show, I shared that photo of Charlize Theron and her two kids. They were actually going to a Halloween party and they were dressed up as a bumblebee and whatever else. And one of them was born female, right? But the whatever was on it, you know, the way that people wrote it, they were like, oh, should her kids be taken away because she dressed up her two boys as girls? Like, the picture itself wasn't even factual. I knew that when I shared it. People went fucking batshit crazy. They don't do their research. They just spout whatever bullshit like it's 1992 again and we don't have fucking Google.
But the media loves to lead into that too. Like, they want people to believe that all of Dr. Seuss is canceled. So they will get
I do believe, yes, that social media has fueled this with their meme culture, 5 seconds. Of hysteria.
Get their news off Facebook. That's what they do.
And they keep crying, we're taking away their our history or whatever. And I'm like, you don't read these. Like, what is the problem? Like, if that many people are bothered by how they're represented in a kid's book that's meant for a little kid, why would you even want to read that to your kid?
Nobody's been reading those six books for years. You're 80 years old.
They're going fucking nuts about these books being taken away. Like, we're about to be in Fahrenheit 451. Why? They're like, oh, well, we as white. Are you nuts? Like, what is wrong with them? Like, get rid of the books. They bother people. Let's move on. It shouldn't be a big fucking
thing. No, because I see that. No, I agree. Like, it does seem like book burning, though. And I don't think there's any point. I think it should just be looked at.
We're not burning the books. The family who owns the rights is just saying, yeah, we're not going to publish those.
Which is fair enough.
Here's an option. If it offends you, don't read it.
Don't look at it.
Don't acknowledge it.
But they own it.
I know, exactly. But
pictures of Jeff naked, and I decide they don't need to come out of the closet. It's my art. Nobody gets to say.
There's plenty of naked photos of me online.
Next season of Uncensored Reality.
Jeff struggles to reclaim his nudes.
They can decide.
Exactly.
That's the part. Like, so people are losing their mind. Like, Democrats are doing this, and it was the family that stopped. Now, Grease, I have a whole different feeling on. Like, to me, that's I do agree with like what you said. We have to look at when something came out, but I also think it's fair of like when we go back to Diane Sawyer and Britney Spears interview. We were all there for it. Nobody was bitching about Diane then. We can't go attacking people for something they did 20 years ago. Kevin Hart being fired from the Oscars because of gay tweets from however many years ago. That's not
many
cool,
years
dude.
Ago.
He could have grown and changed his mind, and they were fucking jokes. Why are people getting fired for shit they did?
But especially, it's just covering their ass when people haven't done their due diligence and gone, oh, well, this guy... 20 years ago, had some homophobic things to say. Well, maybe we shouldn't hire him for the gayest night in Hollywood.
If there's evidence of it still happening and being a progressive issue, through the last 10 years or 20 years, then that's a different story. Then we have a problem, right? That's been
brewing. It's a pattern.
Right, right. But again, gay jokes like Tracy Morgan did horrible ones. Like he would kill his kid or whatever. They just weren't funny.
Jeff, you and I did horrible ones on the back porch at Chanel. Right.
Well, no, and I love gay jokes. That's why I was like not offended. So I'm like, can't understand why Kevin Hart had to be fired. To me, it was just bullshit. But I do go with that where I feel like I don't care if you call me a fag. I don't care. Like, I don't give that word meaning in my world. So it doesn't matter if somebody uses it.
All right, guys, we're going to move on. We're actually going to go straight to Vera Vent because I kind of jumped on her shark and I feel like she's got a lot more to say.
I got to call it a night. Vera, happy birthday. Love ya. I'll be listening from...
Thank you.
See you, Kat. Bye. All right, we're going to jump straight into it because I kind of did jump on her turkey a little bit today and it's her birthday, so she'll cry if she wants to. It is Vera Vent.
Well... We started on the topic already, cancel culture. Yes, we're all torn up about the freaking Dr. Seuss books. We're all torn up about the fucking plastic potato and putting lips on its face or its ass, you know. And people are throwing this word around, cancel culture, like the devil himself has come up to steal our toys and our books. Let's really talk about cancel culture. What's going on here? It's not moral outrage, as Jeff pointed out quite well with the Janet Jackson album. It's market damage. Okay, you can talk about canceling Colin Kaepernick, but you know nobody talks about canceling the blonde guy from the Packers who was a Trump racist. You know why? Because the Packers were making money and Colin Kaepernick wasn't. You know, you can talk about Ben Roethlisberger from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's accused of rape, but he still got a job. But you know who doesn't have a job? Michael Sams, the football player who came out before he started making the big money. You know, you can talk about, I got a whole bunch of lists here.
That bitch
Kat Von D. Kat Von D made some racist comments and her makeup line tanked. Jeffree Star also has his own makeup line. He's made a ton of racial comments, and you can't kill that bitch with a fork. Come on. It's because he's making money. Everyone can talk about R. Kelly, underage girls, and he lost $56 million overnight. But everybody knew Michael Jackson was a pedophile, and he went on to make millions for a lot of people. Everybody knew about Jeffrey Weinstein, and he made millions for the Hollywood rich, so that they just kept sending fixers around to tell these women they were wrong. The problem is not the cancel culture. The problem is the capitalist culture. It's about the money. Mm-hmm. We need to stop letting them manipulate us. And they wound us up so tight this week, people didn't even read the fine print. 6 books out of hundreds. And we're all canceling Dr. Seuss, all those liberals, they're taking away my books and my right to read. And, you know, no, it's weaponizing an idea. We need to make them stop. And I will not be lectured on cancel culture by anyone who supports gay conversion camps. Talk about cancel culture. You are canceling someone's identity. You are torturing young kids and trying to make them succumb to your will. I will not be lectured on cancel by anyone who supports voter suppression. Donald Trump lost the election by 7 million votes, but the Trump supporters want to overturn the election for themselves. They are willing to cancel 7 million people. The Republicans are holding up our COVID relief packages. Syracuse are about to go under because of federal funding being stopped by Donald Trump because he didn't get enough love from Cuomo. And they're holding it up just to be political. Stop letting them weaponize cancellation. This is not cancel culture. Cancel culture is suppressing votes. It's suppressing lives. It's suppressing human rights. That's what you need to be mad about. If you're mad about a couple of books that you never, ever read and not mad about the fact that these people are not willing to provide aid to everyday Americans who are suffering through this pandemic, then you need to get real. That's my rant.
Okay. Well, look, you bring up some good points, and there
Michael
is a lot
Jackson?
Of there.
I don't think he was a pedophile. I'm just
there are a lot of there's a lot of trouble floating around in the world. So if you need a little help with some of your troubles, why not ask Sandy?
Feeling lost? Need a fresh set of ears to listen to your problems and give you advice to get through and move on? Why not ask Sandy? The UCR team and I are here to help you. So why not submit your question or problem to myuncensoredradio@gmail.com? You can be completely anonymous, feel better, and start taking the first steps to a healthier, happier you. Don't be shy and ask Sandy.
Needed that after Vera's Bennett. Just chill.
It makes me feel very...
It's like a 90s infomercial.
It makes me feel very zen. Now, Jeffrey, you've been feeling very zen lately as well, but due to one of our recent guests. Now, first of all, we have to say thank you to everyone who has watched the Katie Underwood interview that aired on Tuesday in America, Wednesday here in Australia. It has blown up hugely, so thank you for watching. But, Jeff, you've dived right into the Katie Underwood pool. You're... All about
I
it,
did.
Girl.
I ordered the CD. I joined the class. I'm doing mantras with her. It's at 3 a.m. My time, which actually kind of works out because that's usually if I'm going to wake up at night, that's when I wake up. So I get up and I'm learning to do mantras and meditate. And then, you know, she's got the sleep meditation music, which is fantastic. Like, I drifted off. I was out like a fat bitch in dodgeball. It was great.
I haven't checked out Katie's stuff, but I love sound meditation.
Well,
I've been doing it for a couple of years.
A little promo for Katie's new album. So,
I'm sorry, but how amazing is her voice as well? Like,
it is very soothing, and I gave it a go last night. I had a little bit of meditation with
Katie.
I did because I knew that I had to be up early, and I don't like if I go to sleep before 12 o'clock. I'm up at 1 or 2 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Yeah. And I was all going well, and I lulled off to sleep, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if I must have reached the end of it or something, but the old Spotify shuffle came on, and Bardo These Days started, and I was like...
Katie's on the genre, straight in there.
I miss the class. One of the things I've been doing is doing, like, the mantras. I actually, like, blare it on my speaker when I'm in the shower, because usually I listen to music. And I'm like, my shower's so relaxed, and I'm just in there, and I'm like, oh, I hope the kids are still alive. Yeah. I don't care if they woke up. I'm just going to enjoy this, and I'm home.
Well, I'm glad it's giving you some inner peace, Jeffrey, because it's something we all need in these tricky times.
Well, it's showing Jeff, too, because you haven't even been that fiery this episode. You've just been, like, chill.
I was going off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he got a little bit fiery. We do have a special announcement coming up too, but we'll save that for a second because we do have another exciting celebrity guest coming very, very soon as well. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's Cher time now.
Dagny, honey, that's why you're here. We are talking with comedic actress Dagny Kerr, whose credits include Desperate Housewives and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We're talking about life in primetime and how creative artists are currently surviving during COVID. You don't want to miss this.
So that makes you a lying adulterous skank.
Ooh, girl, why you gotta talk about Katrina like that? Wait, are you talking about Luke?
Luke, I hate you so much for making me do voiceovers because I hate the way I sound. It's the thing that
I love it.
I'm always like, oh, you son of a bitch, you went into that bad angle with your face, but my voice has always drove me nuts. So I'm like kind of dropped. I'm like, today on Uncensored Radio.
No, but, Jeff, yeah. You've got a great radio voice.
And so Jackie Kerr from Buffy Vampire Slayer, Desperate Housewives. She's a writer, she's an actor, she's a director, she's all things to all people. We'll be talking to her very soon. I'm really excited.
Like the character on Desperate Housewives, I want to be BFFs with her.
I think she might be a little bit like them because she's this character she plays. There's a lot of Dagny in there, I think. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with her.
We got to find out. Like, that's going to be the first question. I'm going to be like, bitch, not telling.
Do you label your eggs? You write your name on your eggs, girl.
So, yeah, we've got lots of exciting things coming up. And we do have a very, I would call it a big announcement.
It's a secret.
But you have to tune in next week to find out what it is.
But I want to know ASAP.
You'll find out.
I don't know these days. It's just...
Look, danger, danger, danger. I'll see you beautiful people next week. Bye! I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Well, I don't think we'll see Denise Richards again.